Then we have here one of the most remarkable passages of Scripture. It gives their history pre-written in the land. Now, what you have here, that there are three prophecies that concern these people, that they're to be regathered and brought back into that land. They will be restored three times, and they are to be dispossessed three times. Now, let me call your attention to that fact. You have a reference to this first, I guess it's back in about the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, where God says to Abraham that your offspring, they're going down into Egypt. And they went down into Egypt for 430 years. But that they would come out of that. They would return from that land and come into the land. And we are following him here in that. Now, that part has been fulfilled. They were to be put out of the land. They were returned to the land. We are seeing that here in Deuteronomy. They're ready now to enter. And when we go into the book of Joshua, we'll see them enter the land, and we'll see them settled in the land in the book of Judges. Now, that is something that has been literally fulfilled. Then you have the second time that they're to be put out of the land, and we have that mentioned here. We are told, and I'll drop down now here in chapter 28. This is a very remarkable chapter. Verse 36 says, "The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone." Now, that was the Babylonian captivity. It is a matter of record, a matter of history. We have the record. We'll see it a little later on, and we'll see there the fact they were carried into captivity, and Jeremiah prophesied concerning it. He had a great deal to say about it. We find that the historical record is given in both Kings and Chronicles that they went into Babylonian captivity. Fact of the matter is that Zedekiah, the last king, his eyes were put out. Children were slain before him, then his eyes were put out. Listen to verse 32 here, which describes that. And all of this is prophecy, you must remember. It says, "Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand." And he was helplessly carried into Babylonian captivity blind. How literal it was fulfilled. Why? Because of their disobedience. God says, you go into the land, if you obey, you'll be blessed. If you do not obey, you'll be put out of that land. Now, the book of Ezra and Nehemiah and Daniel have to do with their return. That is, with their experience in the Babylonian captivity, and then their return. And then the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi tell of their return back to that land. So that this is the second prophecy concerning their being driven out of the land because of disobedience, but that they would return. Now, that has been literally fulfilled.